Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to today's Timely Topics of Interest Cyber Seminar. Today's topic is knowledge-based information available anywhere, anytime. Our presenter today is Nancy Clark. She is the Director for the Library Network Office in the Office of Informatics at the Department of Veterans Affairs. So without further ado, Nancy, I'd like to turn it over to you now.
Thank you very much. And well, again, to introduce myself, I'm Nancy Clark. I'm the director of the Library Network Office, and one of our goals is to provide all VA staff with the knowledge-based information you need to provide quality care. And so we have gathered that together on the VHA National Desktop Library, which we will look at in just a moment. Before we begin, I'd like to get an idea of the audience. So, Molly, if you would put up poll question number one.
Thank you. So for our attendees, as you can see up on your screen, we do have the first poll question available. So we would like to get an idea. Please select your role in VA. I understand that many of you may wear many different hats within VA, but we'd like to get an idea of your primary role. Okay, and it looks like our responses have come in. We have 19% of our respondents saying administration, 31% clinical provider, and 50% of our respondents selected research. So thank you to those respondents, and I will turn it back to you now.
Well, we actually have a second poll question, so if you would put that one up, Molly. I'm curious about whether or not you're aware if you have the access to a librarian at your medical center who can assist you with using these knowledge-based resources. So, Molly?
Thank you. So, as Nancy said, do you have a librarian available at your VA medical center? Please go ahead and click the answer right there on your screen that corresponds to your response. All righty. And we've got a pretty clear indication, so I'm going to go ahead and close that and share the results. We have 63% responded yes, 11% no, and 26% do not know. So thank you for those responses.
Well, I thank you, and that's definitely a problem if 26% don't know if you have a librarian. So we will work on that in making sure that the availability of a librarian is more noticeable in your medical centers. But let's go ahead and get started. On your screen, you'll see the VHA National Desktop Library, and what I'm going to do is give you a tour of the Desktop Library so you can see what's available, where it's available, and how to get to it. The first thing I'd like to point out is this is an internet site, so you can get to this site from any computer, smartphone, any device that has an internet access. What's even nicer is the URL is very, very simple to remember. It's simply www.va.gov/library. So very easy to get to, and you, as I said, you can get to it from home. One of the reasons we developed this site was the variation in the availability of libraries, and the library website. Librarians have a difficult time making sure that their library website is up to date. We don't want staff to be frustrated because a resource is no longer available. You click on it, you can't get anywhere. And we also want to make sure that you have access to the newest things that we've purchased so that you have available everything that's at your fingertips and what you need. Now, on this page, you'll have noticed there's a rotating banner. We use this banner to announce resources that might be available, perchance to highlight a particular book, database, whatever the case may be. So that's the rotating banner. Scrolling down on the page, there are two main areas at the bottom of the page, and these are the two that we think that you will use the most, find an online journal or an online book, and finding a database. Now, what's important about this, particularly here on the Find an Online Journal and Book, you have to select your medical center. The reason for this is that I purchase things nationally. They're available to all VA employees, but I can't buy everything. So in addition to what I purchase, material resources may be purchased either at a VISN level or at a local level. So you want to be able to have access to everything that you're entitled to. So ideally, the National Desktop Library is not the place to start. But unfortunately, because of the library websites, sometimes things just aren't apparent and you can't find things. So we have done the desktop library. On the online books and journals, there'll be multiple ways to get to this, and we're going to go into this in more detail and go into more detail about how to actually find something. So we'll look at that again in a minute. To find a database on this page is simply an alphabetical listing. What you'll find, though, is you're looking at this list, and it may be, well, what's APIC or what's CINAHL, and you just don't know. So I'm going to scroll back up to the top of the page, and in the left-hand navigation, you'll also find a database. I'm going to click on that, and here you'll find a listing of the databases along with the definition. What I'd like to do at this point is pause just a moment and have Molly put up another poll question. I'd like to know if you're aware of how many databases are available.
Thank you. So the answer options, how many databases are provided to all VA employees? Answer option number one is 10, or 20, or 30, or over 40. Okay, and it looks like 5% of our respondents selected 10 databases, 10% of our respondents selected 20 databases, 15% of our respondents selected 30 databases, and 70% of our respondents selected over 40. So thank you, and we're back on your screen.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased that 70% of you got the answer correct. We currently provide approximately 45 databases. It depends on what you count as a database. But this page will give you a definition of those databases so you'll have an idea of whether or not it's a database that you would be interested in. Scrolling back to the top of the page, what we're going to do now is simply take a tour of this left-hand navigation because it will get you to everything within the site. So starting at the top, I'm going to click on Alerts. And you'll notice there are two types of alerts. There are literature e-alerts and table of contents alerts. The literature e-alerts are topics of importance to the VA. They are searches that are conducted by a professional librarian. They are then filtered to take out any extraneous information that's not really relevant. And then these are delivered to your in-basket in Outlook. And the frequency of them varies. You'll see at the top of the page here daily. There are a few daily alerts, such as the IT alert. Some are weekly. Some are bi-monthly. And this right-hand column are ones that are periodic, depending upon the volume of citations that appear in PubMed. To sign up for an alert, you simply fill out this information in the upper right-hand corner, your name, your VA email, and your VA facility. And at the bottom of the page, there is a submit button. Going back, we're going to take a look at the journal e-alerts. And they're pretty much exactly what they sound like. They're the table of contents. We provide access to over 7,000 journal titles. So needless to say, this is a small selection of what is available. These are all national subscriptions, so they're available to everyone. Again, what will happen is you will have the table of contents delivered to your Outlook email, and the frequency depends upon the frequency of the publication of that particular journal, which could be weekly, monthly, quarterly, or whatever. So again, you simply click on the number of titles that you're interested in, fill out the information, and click the submit button at the bottom of the page, and you'll start receiving those. Again, going over to the left-hand column, after alerts, the next link is to continuing education. Although the Library Network Office does not, so to speak, on purpose go out to buy CME or CE. Some of our resources do happen to have CE that come with them. So we want to make you aware of that so you can take advantage of it. So we've listed not only the databases in which the CME appear, but then also give you some information. What do you need to do in order to gain that credit? So those are listed on that page. Going back to the left-hand navigation and clicking on Frequently Asked Questions. For the most part, I'm not going to go through these. They're the typical questions. What I would like to point out is about midway down the page, it asks about images. Can I use the images that are in these databases, that are in these journals? Can I use them for my presentations? So the various databases we've listed, and then we've listed the details of what you can and can't do as far as using the images. Okay, scrolling back to the top and back to the left-hand navigation. Find a database we've already looked at briefly, so we're going to skip that. And find books and journals, we're going to skip that for right now because we're going to go into it in more detail. But again, it's a second way to get to that information. So the next link, one which I consider primary importance, is finding your library. So I'm going to click on that. You're then presented with, again, a drop-down menu divided by VISN, because unfortunately our VA medical centers have a variety of names. They might be known by the city, the Dallas VA Medical Center. They might be known by their network name of the VA North Texas healthcare system. And then occasionally they're noted by perhaps a name of an individual that the medical center is named after. So I'm going to scroll down to VISN 17, which is where I happen to sit, and select the VA North Texas and click the Go button. And what you'll find on the page is basically the same. There'll be a little variation depending upon whether or not you have a library and some of the resources that are available from that library. So hopefully the page will come up here in just a moment. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm not sure if that's the VA Dallas, but we'll just pick another site. Let's see if we can't get there. Oh, dear. I'm not sure what's going on at the moment, so we will just go on to the next area, the next link on the page, and we'll try to come back to this one and see if we can get it to work. The next one on the page is mobile. Many of us carry mobile devices, smartphones, tablets, iPads, and, of course, you want to be able to access this information on those devices. So any of the mobile apps that are available, we have listed them here along with whatever information you may need to know in order to download it. You may need a special key, some information. I also want to point out that these are only the mobile apps that are available for the national purchases. So, again, through your VISN or your local medical center, they may be additional knowledge-based resources that you may have access to on your mobile devices. Next on your left-hand navigation is patient education. Now, as researchers, this may not be of the most interest to you, but I wanted to point out that we do have access to patient education materials through some of our resources. However, at the bottom of the page is a link to the Veterans Health Library. This is truly VA's definitive site for patient education material. It is based on a commercial product called CRAMS. But every piece of information in that Veterans Health Library has been vetted by a VA clinician to make sure that it is accurate, that it reflects our policy and our practices. So that's the first place you would always want to go to look for information. However, the other sites, if you want to supplement that, maybe more in-depth information, These are some of the sites that you could look at. So perhaps if you're involved in a clinical trial and you want to give the patient some information, you might find these links of interest. Next on the left-hand navigation is remote access. Now, this is truly the key. This is what provides you with that 24/7 access to these resources. Our remote access is done through a provider called Athens. You do have to be on the VA computer network when you register for an account. This authenticates you as a VA employee. So I'm going to click on the register for an account. It is, I'm not on VPN, I'm sorry. The registration is very simple. You again have to identify what medical center you're with, your name. It asks if you're a permanent employee or a part-time employee, because our students and residents also have access to these resources 24/7. If it's a resident that's rotating through, we ask for the date that your rotation is over. And then you have to provide an email address. That email address does not have to be your VA email. It could be a Hotmail, Gmail account. It doesn't matter. Once you finish that and click on the submit button, you'll receive an email. That email will include a link to authenticate your account and to sign up for a password. If you do not get that email within 5 minutes, check your trash or your spam folder. It comes from a company called EduServe, so frequently it ends up in your spam. But click on that link, set up your password. Once you do that, you'll need to then, of course, log into Athens once you've established your account. Now, what I want to point out is that when you're at a VA medical center, you do not need to use Athens. When you're at a VA medical center or you're on VPN, we know that you're at the VA. So this is only what you need to use when, from, say, your home computer, you're on travel and using a computer at the hotel, something like that. So I'm going to click on Athens login just to show you what this sort of looks like and that you can still access all these wonderful things. Now, your login looks strange. And you just, it's a combination of your VISN, your name, and then a number. You do not have to use this to log in. You can use your email address. So again, that's why it's important to remember if you used your VA email or Hotmail, what email account you use to sign up or the access. This is what you get. You have a listing. This first listing, the A to Z e-journals, is the exact same thing as that Find Online Journals and Books. So we'll go again into this in just a minute. But then you have an alphabetical listing. You can also use these tabs and set up your favorites so that when you come to this page, the resources that you use the most will be what's displayed, and then you can simply click on an All Resources tab if you need the entire listing. So what I'd like to do now is again go to Molly and have her pull up the next poll question.
Thank you. So for our attendees, the next poll question, once I have signed up for Athens remote access account, I should be able to get to any article that has an Athens sign-in. True or false? All right, and it looks like 29% of our respondents said false, and 71% said true. So thank you to those respondents.
Okay, well, the opposite is the case. Simply the fact that you have an Athens account does not necessarily entitle you to access to a journal. We, either the national office, your VISN, or your local library, have to have a subscription. So if you end up, however, on a journal and it says sign in through Open Athens, you do that, you still can't pull it up, more than likely you don't have a subscription. So we'll go back to that online books and journals, and I'll show you how you can find out if you have access. So we're going to go back to the National Desktop Library, again to the left-hand navigation, and take a look at the subject guides. The subject guides are all in the same format, so I'm simply going to pick one. So they will all have online journals, and these are simply a sampling of some of the, what we consider the primary national journals that are available on that subject. The next tab is online books. Again, what we consider some of the top books in that field. The clinical databases is a link that out of the 45 databases, these are the ones that we think you would be most interested in. But again, it's simply a suggestion and you have the entire list you can use. All the top articles is a listing. It is out of date. This is typically done monthly and will soon be up to date. But it's simply Ovid is a publisher. So it's some of the, it is the top read articles that month on that topic. So it just gives you an idea of what people in your field are looking at and reading. Okay, I'm going to go back to the left-hand navigation and click on the training button. The first link here, the National Desktop Library, is a recording similar to what we're doing today. Athens Remote Access is a very short video to show you how to access and sign up for an account. Online journals and books, we'll look at that in type of thing in just a minute. But again, there's just some things that you can go back to. It's an internet site, so you can go back to this at any time. Now, under the further down on the page are more specific training about each of the individual databases. If you see one that says Knowledge Nook recorded training, those are ones that the vendor provided to us. We take, and so they're specific to the VA. So when they're giving you an example of how to search that database, the examples provided are very specific. They might be on suicide prevention, PTSD, whatever. So the other things are frequently asked questions, tutorials, videos, maybe a flyer. There are various training materials that the vendor simply makes available to the public. So we've provided links to those two to, again, help you maximize your use of these resources. Scrolling back up on the page, that basically completes the tour of the left-hand navigation. So now I want to go into some of the specifics. We're going to go back to...
Nancy, I apologize for interrupting. We are able to display the pages that would not be displayed for you from our desktop. Would you like me to do that real quick?
Please.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to transfer the screen share over. And Rob, are you ready to share your screen?
I am. I'm not exactly sure where Nancy wants me to go, but I can take direction.
If you would simply click on the Find Your Library and pick any library from the list.
Can you see my screen now?
We can.
I can.
Okay, so I'm looking for Find Your Library. Can you give me specific directions, Nancy?
On the left hand under National Desktop Library, the left hand navigation is hidden. So if you'll click on the, there you go. And then about halfway down, find your library.
Choose anyone?
Don't choose Vizin 1 because they're different. And don't visit Vizin 1 or 2.
Okay.
Okay. And click.
Okay.
All right. That should work. Okay, this is what you'll see, and at the top of the page, you'll get the address. If there is a library, you should see their hours and location. So this shows me one that I need to update. You'll then also have links to the library's website. Again, the find online books, journals, and databases is going to be a link that we're going to go into in more detail in just a minute. You'll also find a request, if there is a library, to an interlibrary loan form and a literature search request form. So you can click on those, fill out the information, and it will go to your library staff. And then the library staff at that site are listed. So that's the find a library. And then if you'll give me that control, Molly.
Absolutely. You've got that now. Thank you so much.
Okay. And click on this. Okay, so find books and journals. And I'm going to pick Vision 17 and the VA North Texas. But before we go into details about this page, we have another poll question. So Molly, I'll turn it back to you.
Great. So for our attendees, as you can see on your screen, we do have another poll question. How do you locate articles? Google or Google Scholar, ask a colleague, PubMed, ask my librarian, or my library's find an online journal or book. And looks like the responses are 4%, ask a colleague, 48%, Google or Google Scholar, 40%, PubMed, and looks like 8%, my libraries find an online journal or book. So thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And Google or Google Scholar can be a wonderful place to find things, but it's not the best place. I probably use Google every day to find something, a local restaurant or whatever. But Google, the web crawlers that they have going out looking for information are blocked from some sites that are proprietary information. For instance, they cannot search Clinical Key or the content of Clinical Key, which includes an enormous number of journals. So it's not the definitive place. If you're actually looking for a topic, I would go to PubMed or one of the other databases. But then to find out if I actually have access to that article, I would go to Find My Library's online books or journals. So this is the page that's displaying right now. Again, it will be the same format and layout for every library, every medical center. There'll be a few variations depending upon what's available, again, at that local site. At the top of the page, you have a link to that library's website. If that library has an online catalog, which would lead you then to their hardback books or audiovisuals, you could click on their library catalog. Databases, I'm going to go ahead and click on this because all it is a bookmark. It's taking me to the bottom of the page. This is, again, a listing of not only the national databases, but the databases that may be added locally or at the VISN level. So this page gets you to everything. This gets you to books, to journals, and to databases. Browse at Journals with Browzine is a very nice little app that you can use on your smartphone, your tablet, or on your computer that visually helps you browse through your journals. So it's very attractive. It reminds me of when libraries used to have the very nice display shelves where you could see the covers of JAMA and New England Journal of Medicine. And a lot of the libraries don't have that anymore. Remote access takes you back to that page we were on the desktop library about how to sign up for remote access. And then, of course, a link to the National Desktop Library and then a link to contact your local library staff. And all that's going to do is take you back to the page that Rob was just showing you on Find Your Library, where you can see a listing of who your library staff are. So this is a site then. Now, what I want to explain is that this does not replace PubMed. This does not search the literature. This is going to search for book and journal titles. So you're not going to look here for an article on diabetes. You could look here to see if you have access to the journal Diabetes Care. So again, a difference. So I'm going to enter a search term. I'm going to enter clinical obesity. And the results are here on the screen, there is an icon at the beginning to indicate if it's a book or a journal. For journals, you have to keep an eye on the dates. And the dates will tell you what we have access to, what we have licensed. In this case, it's 2011 to the present, which is good, meaning you can get this month's issue. But sometimes you'll see 2011 to 2015 or 2011 to 6 months ago. So it varies. And you may see a listing of 3 or 4 sites with different date ranges. So you have to pay very close attention to the dates. Now, I'm going to click on a book. This is a Wiley book called Clinical Obesity in Adults and Children, just to give you an idea of what accessing an online book is like. It takes you directly to the book. Now, if you're looking at this page, you kind of look at it and go, okay, but where, how do I access the book? You know, over here it's talking about purchasing, and, you know, if you scroll down, you'll then get into the chapters, and you can open the PDF of that chapter. And unfortunately, each of these sites, each publisher has their own format, their own way of displaying information about books and journals. So you may have to search around a little bit, but you're going to want to look for the link to the PDF, either for a book or for a journal article. I'm going to close this window. We're back on the online books and journals, and I'm going to go back to the homepage of the online books and journals and want to show you occasionally what happens is you're sharing citations with each other, and your citation may actually have the PMID, which is the PubMed ID, it's a unique identifier for every journal article, or the DOI, which is, again, a digital object identifier. It's a unique number. So if you have that number, you could enter it here, and I'm going to enter one just to show you how quick and easy it is to get to the article doing that. Once you skip the ads. We'll go on. I don't, we're having computer issues today, but typically you would skip the ad, and you can barely see it below. There's an article by Dr. Shulkin on wait times. It's in the background. So very easy, takes you directly to the article. So going back to, I'm going to close out that window. We're back to, actually, I've lost it, so we're going to go back to this listing. On the list of databases, one of the databases that is listed for each library is PubMed. Now, you can sit there and say, well, PubMed is a freely available database. Anybody can get to it. I just need to go to Google and type in PubMed. That's true to an extent, but every VA medical center has a unique link to PubMed that if you use that link when you are doing your search, you will see icons that will lead you to the full text. So you'll know what you're entitled to. As you can, I don't know if you can see it very well, but you can see up here that in addition to PubMed, then you have the holdings equal. And it's equaling a code for my library. I'm going to enter just a little bit of a topic and, oops, excuse me here. It helps if I can type. Want to enter telehealth veterans. Now, you can sort by the best match. But what I want to show you is the format or the view. What you want to do is select the abstract view. If you do this, you will see icons displayed if we have access to that journal. So for here, I am signed in as the VA North Texas, And you can see there is an icon that will lead me directly to the journal article. Now, that's called Link Out. And occasionally you'll see another link here that will say, click here for Link Out Choices. And you can try that. Now, what I want to do then now is go back to the list of databases and show you that there are similar links in other databases. So I'm going to choose PsycInfo. I'm going to, again, put in telehealth and veterans. Tell it to search. And you'll get a variety. If the full text is actually available directly, you'll get this type of link that says PDF full text. Or you may end up with a link that says check for the full text. And if we have access, it will take you to it. Now, in this case, it's taking me to Clinical Key, where it's available, but since I'm not on VPN and I'm not at the VA, it doesn't recognize me. So I would have to log in via Athens to access this article. Going back to the list of databases, I'd like to click on Clinical Key. And again, I'm going to use the same search term. Oh, and again, I'm not on. So let me just go to my Athens account here and click on Clinical Key, since I do have access that way since I'm remote. And again, enter my search. And it's verifying access, so it'll take just a second for it to do that. It recognizes who I am, and now I'm going to conduct my search again. You'll see links like this that lead you again to the full text. If I click on that, it's taking me out of Clinical Key because this particular journal is not available in Clinical Key. And as you can see in the upper corner here, it's taking me to the Wiley site in order to access this journal. So there's this interwovenness between the publishers, the journals, what's available, what website it's available on. More than one vendor may provide access to a journal, but we're only going to provide access through one method. So going back to the listing of and checking here for a journal is your definitive way to find out whether or not we have access to a particular journal and if you can get the full text. So if you hit a dead end, always come back here and double check, because it could be we have access through a different vendor, a different publisher, a jobber. So always go back here and double check. But that gives you sort of a whirlwind tour of the desktop library, along with some specifics about how to search a couple of the databases and link out to the full text. With that, I'd like to end the session with two more poll questions. So, Molly, I'll turn it over to you.
Pardon me. Thank you. So for our attendees, do you prefer to read medical books online or in print? Nice and simple, and just select one of the two. Okay, I see a pretty clear trend. It looks like 25% replied online and 75% replied print. So thank you. And if it's all right.
Thank you, Annette. I'm going to pop in just for a second, Molly, to say I appreciate that, because that's an argument that I use with medical centers that want to close their physical libraries or reduce their size, is that although journals are very well accepted online, books are not. And so your answer to that poll question really confirms that you prefer to hold a book. So, Molly, back to you for the final question.
Thank you. So we do have our last poll question up. What would you like to see added to the National Desktop Library? More journals, citation management software, testing licensing exams like ExamMaster, Board Vitals, app that helps you find, read, and monitor scholarly journals, or other fill-in-the-blank, and to fill in other options, just use the question section at the bottom of your control pane, and we will get to those during the Q&A. I will read any that come in. Okay, and it looks like we've got our responses. So 47% of our respondents said more journals. 21% of our respondents said citation management software. 11% testing licensing exams, 21% apps that help you find, read, and monitor scholarly journals, and as I said, we'll get to any other suggestions that were written in a moment.
Again, thank you, because that I have an advisory group that it's a multidisciplinary committee that looks through the resources we purchased to decide, do we need to add, do we need to delete, what can we do? And overwhelmingly, that group also wanted more content, in other words, more journals, before we had added things like a citation manager or the browsing, the apps that help you manipulate and access the journal. So that really confirms what that committee's already told me. So I appreciate that very much. So Molly, do we have any questions from the group?
We do have some questions from the audience. First, I would like to say that many people have written in saying thank you for this important information and that they intend to keep it and share it. So we appreciate you sharing your expertise. A few people wrote in asking, I missed the beginning, but this looks very important. Is this being recorded and where can I view it? Yes, this session has been recorded and it will be posted in our online archive catalog along with all of our other presentations. So the first question. For selection stations, would you select your home station or the station for your VA login? For example, I am paid through Houston and Houston employee, but I have a Hines VA login.
That could be an interesting question. Technically, you are paid by Houston, so Houston is the site you should access. But you could probably actually get away with accessing either one. Sometimes if you're actually on-site at Hines, it would be easier to access their resources. So you're sort of you're in a similar situation to me. I'm a central office employee, but I sit in Dallas. So technically I can access either.
Thank you. The next question, to follow up, can we request interlibrary loan online, or do we need to walk down to the library?
As long as you do have a library, you can use that Find a Library button and fill out the form. Personally, what I've always said is whatever works for you. I will take it from a form on the desktop library, a form on my local library website. I'll take it on a cocktail napkin. I'm not concerned. You need the information, you just tell me what you need and we'll get it to you.
Thank you. The next question, if we need access to a particular paper that we do not have an enterprise license to access, can we request one-time only access to an article? And if so, how would we go about that?
What you would need to do is, if you have a library, you simply go to your library staff and request an interlibrary loan, and they will find the article for you wherever it exists. If you do not have a library, it's a much more difficult situation, and you would need to, on the Find a Library, if you don't have a library staff, there will be a point of contact, and you need to go to that individual to find out what sort of arrangements have been made. The easiest is that you can purchase the article from the publisher, But for the most part, libraries loan to libraries. So your options are limited if you don't have a library, again, to purchasing. If you have an affiliation with the academic university near you, that's also an option. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't have an affiliation with their academic institution. So, again, going to that point of contact and asking them what sort of arrangements have been made in lieu of having library services.
Thank you. And for employees that work primarily at CBOX and not on main medical facility campuses, should we report to those main medical facilities to access our library and librarian? In other words, do we not have libraries at each of the off-site locations?
Very few, if any, of the CBOX have libraries. So, yes, you will want to go to, I mean, in the Dallas, we have, I think, 10 CBOX. So the library in Dallas is responsible for all 10 of those CBOX. You should be on the VA's network, the Dallas network, so it should recognize that you're at the VA and then give you direct access without needing to use Athens. Push comes to shove, you could use your Athens account at the CBOX, but you should not need to. And, yes, also then if you need to have a librarian do a search for you, if you need an interlibrary loan request, you would go to that main, your main medical center for that assistance.
Thank you. That does seem to be our final pending question at this time, but I would like to give you the opportunity to make any concluding comments that you'd like to, Nancy.
Well, thank you, Molly. I just appreciate the opportunity to address the group, to highlight the resources that are available on the National Desktop Library. One of our biggest concerns is that we do have all of these wonderful resources that are available to you, and so few people know about them and are not aware that they're there in support of patient care. So spread the word. Let people know that these resources are available to you 24/7. Use them. If you have comments, suggestions for inclusions in future years, I maintain a wish list. I'm always happy to get suggestions. You can contact me directly. It's just nancy.clark@va.gov, or there is a email address for my network office, and it's here on the main page of the desktop library. And if I shouldn't happen to not be in, someone on my team would address your questions or your issues. So, again, thank you for the opportunity. And, as I said, just share the word that this is available to you. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you very much for coming on and lending your expertise to the field. This is an excellent resource that I'm glad we've caught on video, and we will archive with our other sessions. Thank you as well to our attendees for joining us today. We do appreciate that. And please stay tuned. As I close out the session, you will be redirected to a feedback survey. Please take just a moment to fill those out, as we do look closely at your responses, and it helps us improve individual presentations as well as the program as a whole. So once again, thank you, Nancy. Thank you, everyone, and have a great rest of the day.